Good morning. Welcome to all those joining us for Likutei Halachos, Choshen Mishpat, Chelek Sheni, Hilchos Matana, Halacha Hey, Paragraph Lamed Aleph. Today's shiur is dedicated by our good friend Nathan Rudy in honor of his grandfather's yahrzeit, Nisim Ben Simbol. We started explaining, Rav Nosson Zal had started explaining the pasuk Tzikoscha Tzedek Li'olam, that those three psukim actually that we say after Chazoras Hashatz on Mincha, on Shabbos, and now Rav Nosson Zal is going to further clarify. Paragraph Lamed Aleph. Val kein oimrim zeh ha-posik tzidkoscho b'Shabbos b'Mincha. Based on what we've been learning here, we'll be able to understand why those psukim are said specifically on Shabbos at Mincha time, she'oz hu raiva deriven. That's the holiest time of the week. That's the time of the greatest, the highest level of kindness on the part of Hashem. It's called Raiva Deriven in Aramaic, means Rotzoin Sheberetzoinois, the highest level of goodwill of Hashem towards us. V'nizbatlen kol rugzenu mori dedinen, and any type of anger and negativity decree from Hashem is gone. K'may shekosu b'zoyer HaKadosh. V'hakoyl b'koyach ha-tzadikei emes shenestalku. And all of that is due to the power, the great power and merit of the true tzadikim who passed away on Shabbos at Mincha time. Shehin b'chinas Moshe v'yosef v'david. These three tzadikim who represent the full spectrum of holiness. Moshe Rabbeinu is the one who gave us the Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu is Das, which is the combination of Chochma and Bina. So Moshe Rabbeinu represents the upper three midos of Hashem. Yosef is Yesoid. Yosef is six times Yud Kei Vav Kei. He represents the six spheros from Chesed through Yesoid. And David HaMelech is Malchus. So those three represent the whole ladder of Kedusha. And those three, Moshe, Yosef, David, are Bigematria Tefillah. On Shabbos at Mincha, we say, Vani sfilosi lecho eis rotzain, that this is the ultimate time for tefillah, is Shabbos Mincha, and one of the reasons is because of the fact that these three great tzaddikim passed away at that time. Ki ikar bechina zois, because what we've been speaking about here, this combination of tztaka and mishpat, and how Hashem is able to do tztaka within the mishpat, Nimshach rak al yedei gedoyle hatzadikim shenestalku. We draw on that only based on the merit of the great tzadikim who have already passed away. Vizel shomer macharkach, and that's why we say after that first pasuk, we say vitzidkoscha elokim ad moroim. Hashem, your righteousness, your kindness and charitableness reaches up to the highest place. Asherosisa gedoilos, you Hashem have done tremendous gedoilos. Gedulo, we've been learning here, is chesed. Elokim mi kamoicha Hashem, who is there like you? Kitzit kosoi magia ad moroim, because Hashem's charitableness reaches up to the highest places, the highest levels. Kikvar also Hashem yisbarach gedoilos venoirois, yeshuois gedoilos venifloys, alidei tzit kosoi, because Hashem has already performed incredible, awesome acts of kindness and tremendous yeshuas for Klal Yisrael and wonders through his charitableness. Ki Elokim mi kamoicha, Hashem, who is there like you? Meaning, lohovin drochech ha'elu, who in existence can understand the ways of Hashem? Vezehu tzidkotzcho tzedek li'olam. And that's also what's meant by those words there, that Hashem's charitableness is eternal, forever. Shetzidkosoi hu tzedek li'olam, ki oise tomid rak tzedoko v'chesed chinam. Because Hashem is always and constantly giving this freebie kindness. V'yafal pikein, and yet v'toyroscho emes. The Torah is still true, meaning ki haTorah shibchinas mishpat hi emes. The Torah, which is mishpat, which is justice, is still true and real. Afal pi shehu yisborach oise tomid stoka v'chesed lifnim mi mishpatei haTorah, even though Hashem is performing acts of charitableness and kindness within the mishpatim. But the Torah still is there. Kidrochov Ef Shelahoven, because we cannot possibly understand how these two go together. Kidrochov Yisborach, Hein Bechinas Torah Hashem, Utfilas Hashem. Because the paths of Hashem are based on the Torah of Hashem and the Tefillah of Hashem, like Rabbeinu Zal speaks about this in chapter 22 in Likutei Moran, which this halacha is based on, and which we've been speaking about throughout. Bechinas nase v'nishma, shemalbish b'chol pam hanishma sheloi b'hanase. Hashem is always cloaking his nishma within the nase, meaning hatzdaka, nishma we said was tefillah, which is chesed, kindness. Hashem is cloaking that, the tzedakah, within the mishpat, within the Torah, within the naseh. Hatfila b'hatorah. Shaydezeh oisa ha-mishpat b'tzedakah v'chesed nifla. And through this, by conducting himself this way, Hashem is performing mishpat together with tzedakah and kindness. Awesome tzedakah and kindness. So that every Jew is able to continue serving Hashem. And all of this is especially based on the merit of the great tzaddikim who passed away. Bechinas Yosef, Moshe, v'David. Shenistalku b'Shabbes b'Mincha b'Rayved Arayvin, where these three tzaddikim passed away specifically on Shabbos at Mincha time. V'Alkein Anoim Remoz Kol Zeh, and that's why we recite those three sentences over there: Tzidkoscha, Tzidkoscha, Tzidkoscha. We know that at a funeral, at a levaya, one of the things that's recited is called Tziduk Hadin. We don't do Tzidik HaDin on Shabbos, but this is something in a coded way, in a sense, that's reminding us of the passing away of these three tzaddikim at that time, which is part of what gives that time this extraordinary, extraordinary holiness. Now, Rav Nosson Zal is going to speak about, he's going to quote a Gemara, and he mentions this in several places in Likutei Halachos. It's a famous Gemara, and Rav Nosson Zal gives an incredible explanation and clarification of what the Gemara is trying to tell us. Any questions?
Yes, good morning, Rav Nosson.
Good morning.
How do we fully take advantage of this previous paragraph? Because after Shimon Esrei, we say this tzidkos, so it's sort of mumbled through, and then Kaddish, and then we move on. How can we really take advantage of all this incredible Raven to Raven at this time?
The answer is by not mumbling it through and through, in all seriousness. This is one of the privileges of being associated with Breslov, with Rabbeinu Zal, and Rav Nosson Zal, that they open our eyes to the awesome significance of every line in the Torah and every line in the Tefillah. So those shuls, or those people who aleinu, and they're, some of them already walked out of the shul, they're washing for shalashuris, or they're going hot, all kinds of nonsense, because they simply, that the pasuk, the Gemara says, v'loi am ha'oretz chassid. A person who doesn't learn, who doesn't know, can't be chassid, can't be a super righteous religious person. But we who are privileged to be involved in Breslov and to be learning these sfarim, our eyes are being opened to know this is nuclear. Shabbos Mincha is something unbelievable. Lahavdil, lahavdil. In the secular world, yesterday was New Year's Day, and you could probably see there were thousands or tens of celebrations all over. And in Australia, they had a moment of silence. They had thousands of people standing in a moment of silence within the New Year's Day celebration because of what happened at Bondi Beach. All of this, because New Year's Day, and so many changes that take place in businesses and everything. And we know that their New Year's Day is another Wednesday, another this. We know that there's something called Rosh Hashanah, and there's maybe 500 or 1,000 pages of Likutei Halachos telling us what Rosh Hashanah is and how awesome Rosh Hashanah is. So here, including Rosh Hashanah, of the 365 days in the year, of the, if you multiply 365 by 24, you'll get the number of hours in a year. Of all of those hours, these few hours called Shabbos Mincha are the top of the top of the top. It's something awesome. So those people who don't learn Likutei Halachos, don't learn the Zohar HaKadosh, or don't really believe in it, they don't take it seriously, so them Shabbos Mincha is sort of a regular kind of thing. They're usually thinking about the challenge that they had, or the Malav HaMalka they're going to have, or this one's tired. But a person who's learning these Sfarim, Shabbos Mincha, the person's supposed to be very alert and realize this is the biggest, this is the biggest of the biggest, and that once a week we say that line, Va'ani Sfilosi Lecho Hashem Eis Ratzon. Hashem, I'm presenting my tefillah to you during this incredible time of goodwill. Elokim Beroiv Chazdecho Aneini Be'emes Yishecha. Beroiv Chazdecha, the Roiv Chesed, not standard Chesed. This is the Rachmim Gedolim. And it's the only mincha of the week where we read the Torah, we take out the Torah at mincha. And the Shmon Esrei, Ato Echod, V'Shimcha Echod, the words in the Shmon Esrei are awesome. And that last line there, Va'al Menuchasam Yakdishu Eshemecha, whereby the Arizal says when you're saying those words, you're supposed to be thinking of the Arizal says, the Asora Haruge Malchius, the 10 awesome tzaddikim, the Rabbi Akiva and his friends who were murdered al Kiddush Hashem to take the place of the 10 sons of Yaakov Avinu to repair the damage that was done by the whole story of Yosef HaTzadik with his brothers. All of this taking place, all of this Shabbos at Mincha. And I remember my Rebbe Reb Michael Zoran Vercha used to say that he has in mind the 30,000 Kedoshim, the 30,000 martyrs that were murdered in the pogroms where Rabbeinu, and buried where Rabbi Nachman is buried, where Rabbeinu Zal is buried. And to think of it, just that last line there, there's such incredible, awesome things taking place at Shabbos Mincha. If we're learning this from those who are learning this for the first time or hearing it now, your tzidkascha should be different for the rest of your life. Our tzidkascha should be different to know that I'm pushing buttons. Each one of those three lines there, tzidkascha, I'm pushing a button called Moshe Rabbeinu. I'm pushing a button called Yesu. I'm lighting up all the lights, all the heavenly lights. And again, Eis Ratzon means a time of closeness to Hashem, which means a time of tefillah and Torah. The Torah, Rav Nosson Zal brings another place that the Gedolei HaChassidim, the great tzaddikim among the Hasidim, the time of the week that was the most important time for the students and the Rebbe getting together was Shabbos Mincha, Suda Shlishis. That was when the highest level Torah was revealed. Rabbeinu Zal also, the Shalashuris, this incredible holy time. And again, there are people that go home for Shalashuris. There are people that there's people that don't, that are makbid not to eat Shalashuris, not to wash for all kinds of circus stuff, you know, all kinds of cute things of people who are not aware, they have no idea of the awesome, awesome specialness of that time and the special tefillos at that time, but every part of it, every detail of it. People coming in late for mincha, coming in late and leaving early for mincha shabbat because it's a short day in the winter. All kinds of jokes for people who don't know, who simply don't know. But a person who does know knows this is the most exciting moment of the week. This period of time is wow, and I want to be part of it.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. Question in the chat. What exactly is it that we cannot understand regarding the admixture of Mishpat with Chesed? A parent also educates a child with such an admixture. Isn't this the Kavim Tsoi, the middle path that the Rambam, for instance, discusses? All Hashem does is Chesed at the end, isn't it? And Mishpat is basically redirecting this chesed so it'll reconnect with us in our shorish with Shlemus. Why can't we understand this? The answer is because the way that Hashem is doing it, in other words, if we look at this on a certain level, Mishpat is laws. Mishpat, there's a constitution, there's laws, and the laws say if you do this, you get this, if you do this, you get that. You know, that kind of thing, all kinds of laws with specific punishments, and there are hundreds of pages in Shas, in Gemara, speaking about each one of the mitzvahs and the penalty if you didn't do this, you didn't do that, all the different levels of death, different types of death penalty, and different all kinds of different things. So the Mishpat is very, very complex. It's not a simple thing. And it has tremendous depth to it and detail and names of Hashem associated with it, Elohim, and all kinds of Aleph, Dalet, Nun, Yud, all kinds of incredible things. Chesed is supposedly something else. Chesed is on the right, and Gevura is on the left, and Mishpat is in the middle. Sometimes Mishpat is referred to as in the middle, Mishpatei Hashem Emes. But in terms of exactly how Hashem applies this, and how it's not a contradiction in any way whatsoever, and how it applies to each and every individual person, in each and every individual time, that sometimes it manifests itself this way, all of that is something that the most advanced computer couldn't figure out exactly, couldn't understand how Hashem is operating, how Hashem is applying all of this to perfection, to the ultimate degree of perfection. We're supposed to emulate Hashem, so we spoke about this. We're also supposed to apply Mishpat and Tzedakah, a concept. We're doing it on our level, on our level. Each level, there's levels and levels and levels, you know, and the higher level you go, people who are on a much lower level can't understand that. So if we're talking about the Torah of Hashem and the Tefillah of Hashem, that's even beyond the level of the greatest tzaddikim. Paragraph Lamed Beis, Vizeh Bechinas Masham Rabbi Seinazal, and this is all tied into the famous Gemara, where the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, page 97, Shloisha Dvorim Boim Behesach Hadas. There are three things that come by surprise. The person isn't expecting it. They don't know to expect it. Moshiach. With all the talk about Moshiach, 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 when he comes, it's going to be a surprise. And a person would say, I don't understand, it's impossible. People say Animamin but every day, so how could it be? I once mentioned, they don't talk that much about personal stories, but my friends and I, when we were in the age of looking for a marriage partner and getting married, there were people who joked at certain times about who I was going to marry, that kind of thing. And this was talk, this came up periodically, that when the time came for it to happen, no one, it was done in a way that nobody, everyone was shocked and surprised. So it's possible sometimes, even when people are talking about something and thinking about it, when it actually happens, it can be done in a way that nobody, I never expected that, and I never expected that I wouldn't know, I wouldn't see some kind of a sign that it was coming. When it happened, boom, the curtain was pulled open suddenly to everybody's shock and surprise. So the first item is Moshiach. The second item is Metziah. When a person finds something, a person is going in the street or somewhere and they find something. That's something you didn't expect. You didn't know you're walking in a place. You didn't know that there was going to be something on the floor there or something near there. And the third item is Akrav, a scorpion. Chas v'shalom, a scorpion attacking a person. Something, again, if the person would have expected it, they would have made sure not to be in that place. V'ramzu bazeh, and our rabbis have hinted to us in this, she'ein l'ho'odom lachshoiv miyoim l'chaveroi, that a person shouldn't try to think about what's going to be Sunday, what's going to be there, what's going to be tomorrow. V'afilu misho l'chaverto, and even to think about what's going to be later today, even that, a person shouldn't be dwelling on that, and a person shouldn't be doing that to their detriment. V'afilu b'chol rega נעשים שינויים נפלויים ומשונים מאוד מאוד לטויב ולהפך חס ושלום. And the truth is, every second there are changes that are taking place, all kinds of incredible changes, sometimes for the good, sometimes for a person's benefit, and sometimes the opposite. Kama shekosuv, as the pasuk says in Iyov, vatifkedenu livikarim, Hashem does an accounting of us, an auditing of us every morning, lirigoim tivchanenu, and every second Hashem is testing, we're being tested, and being marked, being rewarded or punished for the tests. Umi shemesim leiv lazeh, and a person who really thinks about this, yochol lirois niflois habayris barach becholeis forega, would be able to see incredible things that Hashem does every second. Ve'yovin, and the person will understand, ki ein ha'odom yoidea klal manas imoy becholeis forega, that we have no idea of what's going on, what's happening to us every second. Ve'yovin heitev amitas haposik, and the person will understand really, really well the truthfulness of the pasuk that says rabois machshavois belevish. People think a lot. They're thinking and thinking and thinking, and very often 99% of their thoughts are nonsense, are going nowhere. Va'atzas Hashem hisokum. What Hashem is planning, what Hashem wants to do, that's what's going to happen. People are thinking, should I do? We'll go there. Maybe we'll do this. Maybe we'll do that. In the end, it's what Hashem has in mind. That's what's actually going to take place. Uksiv, and there's another pasuk that says, Al tishalel b'yoy mochar. Don't praise yourself. Don't be super excited about tomorrow. Ki lo yseid mayolad yoyim. Because you don't even know what's going to happen today. You're making plans about tomorrow, we're going to go on this vacation, and you don't know that later today something's going to happen that's going to change the picture completely. Uksiv, and there's a pasuk in Koheles that says, Lakol zman ve'es lakol chefetz. There's a time for everything, and there's a time for everything that a person wants. And also the pasuk says, "Ma yisroin ha'oise ba'asher hu'amal." What benefit? What's accomplished? Sometimes a person works and works and works to do a certain thing, and nothing comes out of it. Sometimes we're talking about it in gashmius or in other things like that. And another pasuk, "Kigam lo yeda ha'odam esitoi." No person knows their time. No person knows. Kadogim shenechozim b'metzoy dara. We're like fish who sometimes get caught in a bad net. V'chatziporim achuzeis bepach, and like birds who get caught in a trap also. Uksiv, and another pasuk in Koheles that says, V'hasochol yar bedvorim. A fool talks a lot. Pa 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 pa. Gonna do this. We're gonna go there. We're gonna. Lo yeda ha'odom ma'sheir. Whereas in truth, a person doesn't know what's going to be. V'asher yeh me'achrov mi'yagid loy. And who's going to tell the person what's going to be after him? What's going to be after the person, chas v'shirah? V'chol ze merumaz b'divrei rabbeisenu zal hanal. And this whole concept is hinted to in this Gemara. L'lame da'as esodom, to teach us, to give us wisdom, to a person, people who are going and being misled, going in all kinds of wrong directions through all of their thinking. Persons making all kinds of plans and thinking of all kinds of tricks. I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. And all kinds of worries. Be'inyan parnasosoy, especially regarding parnasa va'asokov shelze hoylam, and regarding all the things that a person's doing in this world, all the gashmias parts of a person's life. V'kulam lehevel v'lorik, and all of that is pure nonsense. Ki pitom bo'em olav chas v'shom pegoim v'tsorois shelo'olav daitoy, because sometimes, unfortunately, suddenly some kind of a catastrophe happens, some kind of a terrible thing happens that the person didn't plan on at all. They had no idea that this was going to be. Shehem bebechinas akrov, that are in the category of a scorpion, like a scorpion. Habo v'noyshech pitom behesach adas, a scorpion that comes suddenly and bites without any person had no idea, no expectation of it whatsoever. Vilafamim lehepach, and sometimes the opposite. Shedoyeg al parnasosoy vitzrachusoy arabim, a person's worrying and thinking, how am I going to manage? I have a bar mitzvah coming up, a wedding of a child. How am I going to do this? I don't have the money. Where am I going to? Thinking. Ad shedaagosoy mechalachayov. And the person's worrying to the point where it's destroying the person's life. It's shortening the person's life. Or it can kill. There are people who die from that kind of thing. Upitom bolo Yeshua. And suddenly, a salvation comes, a solution comes. Shemazmele Hashem Yisborach eze revach godol, whereby Hashem gives the person a certain large sum, a large profit, a large sum of money, oy katon, or a smaller sum, oy eze chefetz, or some kind of an object, u parnosa sayoyim, person gives the person the parnosa they need for that day, suddenly the person sees it. V'hakol behesach hadas. And all of this coming by surprise, unexpectedly. Ki al pi roiv, horevach v'parnosa shel ha'odom boim behesach hadas. Because in most cases, the parnosa comes to a person in ways that they didn't expect necessarily. Im yosim liboy lozeh. If the person will study it carefully. The person says, what are you talking about? I get a paycheck every... Yeah. But what about what happened? Remember this and this time something happened that you didn't expect at all? Al kein, therefore, mi sheroitze lochus al chayav, a person who cares about their life, v'shelo yigal arik, and doesn't want to waste their life, v'lo yeled labahola, and be all kinds of fears and anxieties and everything, tzorech lehishtadel lehizgaber moid al riboy machshevoisa v'tachbuloisa, the person has to try very, very hard to overcome all of those thoughts that their mind, they're thinking, spinning wheels unnecessarily. Rak litlois einov lamoroim b'choleis, but rather to look up to Hashem all the time. Kamesha Kosov, as it says in Tehillim chapter 62, Ach leloikim doimi nafshi, kimimenu tikvosi, my soul looks only to Hashem, because it's only from Hashem that my salvation will come, that my hope is only dependent on Hashem. The Kosuv and a Pasuk in Mishle, chapter 16, that says, Goel al Hashem darkecha v'yikoinu machshavoisecha. Again, focus your path in life on Hashem, and then your thoughts will be, you'll have proper thoughts. You won't be spinning wheels for nothing. You won't be making yourself nuts and anxiety and worries and for needlessly. Uksiv, and the Apostle says in Tehillim, chapter 55, Hashlech al Hashem Yehovcha, place all your needs upon Hashem, v'hu yechalkalecha, and Hashem will take care of you. Two nights ago, I was at a large Suda. It was the yahrzeit of Rav Nosson Zal, and there was a gathering of Sephardi yeshiva, Litvish Bachrim, and men that are connected to Breslov. And there were about 400 or 500 people that attended. And towards the end, there were beautiful Suda, beautiful speeches. And at the end, there was an appeal that was made for people to donate money to support the organization that's responsible for organizing all the activities of these boys and men throughout the year and publishing things, doing major, major things. The person who spoke, one of the things he mentioned, he said that there are people sometimes that are thinking, I can't even manage the bills that I have right now. I'm going to add another bill now. I'm going to take on another responsibility to give charity to this organization. So he said, let me tell you what happened to me a few weeks ago. A few weeks ago, they made an appeal in our shul. They were asking people to sign up, and they approached me, and they said to me, we'd like you to... He said, I do. I have a horat keva. I have every month. I've signed up that 148 shkolim comes out of my bank account every month. They said, we know. Good. Could you increase it? He said, to be honest with you, I was thinking of decreasing it because I'm struggling every month. I'm struggling at the end of the month to be able to manage my bills. I was thinking of maybe lowering it a little. They said, still, you know. And then the person approached him a second time, and he said, in the end, he ended up increasing it from 148 to 200 shekel a month. And he said, he mentioned a week later or something like that, something happened. He saw immediately, like an immediate response from Hashem, you're covered. Something, money that he didn't expect at all that was going to come to him, that came, that showed him that don't make your calculations, don't do your budgeting and think that that's all. Don't forget the Hashem factor, that's the most important factor. A person's supposed to live with a budget, with some kind of a, but not to forget the most important piece of the budget. Hashem, Hashem, Hashem. Ki be'emes yef shelo hoven drochav yisporach klal. Because the truth is, it's impossible for us to understand the ways of Hashem. How Hashem conducts himself and deals with each and every individual person. And all the changes that take place by each and every individual person, all the time, every day. There's no way to understand it and to follow it. Kize yodua, because this is a known fact, v'chol Yisrael maminim boze, and all honest Jews believe in this, shashem yisborach kuloi toiv, that Hashem is all good. We say in Ashrei, toiv Hashem lakoil v'rachamov al kol ma'asov. Umanig oilomoi bechesed ubriyosov berachmim, and Hashem conducts the world with kindness, and he deals with all of his creations with kindness. V'chol kavanosi yisborach, b'chol ma'ashoever al Yisrael, b'chlal u'befrat u'beprotei protis, b'chol yoyim b'chol yisrael shor. And Hashem's whole intention with what Klal Yisrael, the Jewish nation, is going through, and each individual Jew, each and every year, each and every time, it's all really for our good. As the Gemara says, Ki kol ma da'ovid rachmono letavavid. Everything Hashem does is for the good. Here he's quoting that famous Gemara in Brachas, that Rabbi Akiva was once in a situation, he was traveling, and he came into a city, and he needed a place to sleep, and a little bit of food to eat. And he knocked on doors, and nobody would take him in. Nobody would let him come into their home. And nobody would give him food. And horrible, horrific. And this was a city with Jews, it seems. And he ended up sleeping in the forest. There was no place in the city. He found a little place in the forest. And he was there. And he had his donkey. And he had some kind of a source of fire. And the fire went out. And this, the one thing, catastrophe after another. But he slept in the forest. The next morning he got up and he looked at the city and he saw smoke coming from there. He saw that robbers had come in and robbed the whole city and destroyed the whole city completely. Had he been staying in someone's home in that city, he would have been dead. And he saw that all the different details, there were three or four things that happened, each one looked worse than the other, that all worked out, that was all part of his survival. It was all part of ensuring that he lived when all of those others didn't, Rachmana Litzlan. Ach kol haharpaskois vahatlois ho'ivrim al ha'odom. However, all the different struggles and difficulties and suffering that each and every person goes through, hakol machmas inyan hanal. It's all based on what we've been learning throughout this whole halacha, meaning machmas shashem yisborach oyev tzedaka u'mishpat. Because Hashem loves charity, kindness, and justice. V'chol hatzdokos v'hachasodim horabim shoyse. And all of the charitableness and the kindness that Hashem does, Hu malbish bebechinas mishpat. He cloaks it. He hides it within mishpat. Bedrochov hanifloim sheyef shelav and klal. In wondrous in ways that we cannot understand at all whatsoever. Ki bemishpat oiset staka. With mishpat Hashem does staka. Stories, you hear stories of people who suddenly had some kind of a terrible pain or something. They went to a doctor, they went to that, took tests and everything, and the doctor discovered a tumor or something like that, which had they not had that pain, that spit, they never would have known. The nature of this tumor is that the first few months that it's developing, you don't feel anything, you don't feel a change. And it's only because this person had that other thing, a toothache, something that happened, and they took some kind of test, they took a blood test, and they saw something strange here, something's off. And they tested further, and they discovered something, a life-threatening, a really life-threatening thing, which they never would have known had the person not had that other item that happened. These are just tiny examples. V'alkane, ki b'mishpat oiset staka, because within mishpat Hashem is doing staka. V'alkane, and therefore, so if I can't figure this out, and if I can't understand this, and if I can't really make plans on my own, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, and this summer we're going to do this, and that. V'alkane ein shum eitza v'tachbula lehinotzel mipigei ha'olam kiim al yedei tfila v'tachnunim. And therefore, there's no alternative whatsoever in the world for a person to protect themselves and save themselves from all the dangers in this world other than tefillah and tachnunim, tefillah and pleadings with Hashem. Tefillah meaning the standard tefillahs, and tachnunim, tehillim, hispoidedus, likutei tefillahs, all of those kinds of tefillahs. Sheyarbe lehispalel b'chol yoim, to daven a lot every day. As the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, page 44, make sure that you prepare prayers before the crisis, before the problem, before a problem happens. What do you mean? I don't know about that. Pray all the time. Hashem, save me, that I shouldn't have any problems. I shouldn't have any health issues. I shouldn't have any financial issues. I shouldn't have any problems with neighbors. I shouldn't have all the different things. Mikolshkein, and especially, kishebol of ezet sorach chas v'shalom, when a problem does come up, a crisis does come up, oy doichak, or some kind of a pressure, Vahatfila moeles tomid, and tfila always helps. Ki yeshuosai tovoi keherefayin behesach adas daika, because sometimes the salvation, the solution, will come instantaneously, suddenly, in a manner that you couldn't expect at all whatsoever. Kamaisheroiv hatsorois bechinas neshichas akrov bo behesach adas, just like most crises. Most big problems come unexpectedly, suddenly. Ukamay shenishma mipi kama anoshim, and as you'll hear from many people, shetzoyekim al atzman, they scream at themselves, umoidim alivaltam, and they admit their foolishness, their silliness. Voimrim oy vavoy, haloy esmoy loy ol al daitoy sheyechle benoy hachovivolov. Yesterday I didn't imagine that my son, my beloved son, would get sick, chas v'sholem, oy shoye oder, or would be missing. In those days they had the Cantonese decrees. Suddenly people would come and kidnap a kid and take him into the Russian army for 25 years, rahman al-islam, chas v'sholem. Vahiyadoyig parnasa, and the parent was thinking about parnasa, wow, what's this, what's my son going to do, how's he going to earn a living, how's he going to do this, and suddenly they see, halavai, he should stay alive, forget the earning a living issue. V'achshav hu roye ksilusoi, and now the person sees their foolishness, their silliness, how they were thinking and planning and thinking. V'chein b'sharei tzoroi supegamim chas v'shalom, and so too regarding other types of problems and crisis, rachman al-tzlan, kegoin alilois, rachman al-tzlan, libels, chas v'shalom, where suddenly somebody goes to the government, against a person to get a person into trouble, Rachman son, usreifos, or fires, chas v'sham, lo yaleinu, chas v'sham. V'al kulam, and regarding all of this, ein etza v'tachbula lehinotza mehem, there is no advice, and there's no solution for a person to save themselves from all of this, to protect themselves from all of this, kiim litlois einov lamorim, other than to turn your eyes heavenward, ulahaktim tefila litzora, and to prepare a lot of tefilos, a lot of prayers, before the crisis, before the problems come up. As we find our rabbis have instituted several incredible prayers. As we find the paragraph that we say in the morning, right after those 12 brachas, there's a paragraph there. Yehi rotzayin milfanecha, Hashem, may it be your will, shetatzileni, that you should save me and protect me, may azei ponim, from people with a lot of chutzpah, mi pegara, me alila, from all types of sudden happenings and crises, or people snitching against me, v'chulu, etc., etc. And now to respond to Dr. Gundel, what you said before, v'tzorech lechavein heitev b'tfilo selu, and those people who skip these prayers, or they say it half asleep, or they say, why can't I just start from Baruch Shamar? Why'd they put in all of this extra say Yehirat signs? That's for ladies, or that's for Chassidim, that's not for, yeah. V'tzorech lechavein heitev b'tfilo selu. When a person says these prayers, they're supposed to say it carefully and relish every word. Every word here is could be life-changing, could save me from a serious crisis. People have, a person is privileged. Hashem gives them a privilege that they own, besides their own dwelling, they own another dwelling which they rent out to people. And it's everybody knows, it's automatic. At the end of the month, they pay the rent. What's the deal? So I know I'm going to have an income, 12 months, it's $1,000 times 10, it's 10, it's planning and planning. And then suddenly, chas v'shalom, a pipe bursts or something like this, and it's a 12,000 and it's a crisis, and this one doesn't want to take responsibility for it, and this one, and I have to go to court, and I have to go to Besnan. Should I have known that such a... Rav Nosson Zal is telling us, you better know that you're in this world, and this world, there's hesach adam, that there's all kinds of unexpected things, things that you don't expect and couldn't expect. And therefore, prepare sacks and sacks and sacks of tefillos. Because when the satan comes and he's given permission, to, like a hurricane, to break through 10 walls, if you have 11 walls up, you're okay, you're good. He broke through 10 walls, he couldn't get through that last wall, he couldn't touch you. And chas v'shalom, if not, if a person only put up 2 or 3 walls, and the decree is that the satan can give a punch that goes through 10 walls, the person's going to feel that punch, chas v'shalom. So these tefillos, which our rabbis instituted, v'gam lohoisif biatzmoi tchinois ubakoshois, and to add additional prayers yourself, kefi ho'eis v'hashor, based on the time, based on, it's winter time, Hashem, there could be snow, there could be a downpour of rain. Here in mild Eretz Yisrael, a few days ago, there was 3 days of rain, and you see pictures in city, Netanya, here, flooding, you see cars in 2 feet of water, people... Should I have known that such a thing's going to... Whoever expected such a thing? You better learn Likutei Halachos. You better know. You better learn Masechta Sanhedrin, where it says that there are good things and terrible things that come unexpectedly. So you better make sure to put in a lot of tefillah all the time. Kizeh Iker Shleimus HaTefillah. Because now what he just said here about adding your own prayers with besides Shachris Min Chamarev, besides Tehillim, adding your own prayers based on what's going on right now. My daughter just had a baby. Match it. Baby, everybody knows. 2 days in the hospital, come home, gaga, goo-goo, goo-goo, gaga. And the person doesn't know the baby should breathe well and the baby should eat, nurse well. The hundred factors, at least, or thousands of factors that could define the health of the baby, the health of the mother that just gave birth, all kinds of circumstances. There are a billion things that can go right or chas v'shalom the opposite. They gave what they were supposed to give to this baby, they gave to that baby. This mother is allergic to this and that mother that, and they just accidentally, I mean, it happens all the time. This person got that, and should I have known? Should I have expected? Yes, the Gemara is telling you what to expect, what to prepare for. Because the real complete tefillah, when we talk about a person's davening 50%, 70%, person says, I daven 3 times a day, I say some tilim a day, so I'm a tzaddik, right? Wrong. Rav Nosson Zal just added that Iker Shleimus HaTfilah Sheyechadish Bi'atzmoy Dovor B'Tfilosoy Kefilais, is that additional prayer that you're eating every day based on what's going on. My son has to go into the army. I better pray, put in a lot of prayers that if it's the right thing for him to go, he should go. If it's the right thing, he shouldn't go. And more and more prayers, all kinds of things that are coming up based on what's going on. Rav Nosson Zal here is quoting the Gemara and the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchas Tefillah says that, of course, in addition to the standard tefillahs, you must include tefillahs based on what's going on in your life today. It's Thursday today. Shabbos is coming. Hashem, please help me be able to prepare for Shabbos. There's all kinds of additional things Shabbos that there aren't on a regular day. We're going to have guests or additional foods that we need or the clothing for Shabbos. All the different details that pertain to that particular time and what's going on in the person's life at that time. As the Gemara says, clearly remember, this is not just breastlet, this is the Gemara. The Gemara says in Brachos, page 29, that the Mishnah that says in Pirkei Avos is that your tefillah should not be keva. So the Gemara asks, Ezehu tefillas keva? What's called a tefillas keva? Kol she'eino yochoy lechadesh badavar. If there's nothing new in your tefillah, if you're davening yesterday's tefillah, your tefillah is a tefillah's keva. It's not the real thing. It's not the real tefillah. Every day's got to be something new. But 1 second, I'm saying the same Kriya Shema today as I said yesterday. How could it be new? The answer is it could be new. If you know what emuna is, and if you know that every day sometimes a person feels stronger emuna in Hashem and sometimes weaker in emuna, and it could change 20 times in one day. So when I'm saying Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, I'm saying it for today, not yesterday's Shema, not Wednesday, today's Thursday. I want the emuna that I need to deal with everything I have to deal with today, what's in front of me today, me and my family and my and Klal Yisrael, what we're going through at this moment specifically. And Rav Nosson Zal says, "Va'ayin b'mokam achar mizeh." Take a look in Orachaim Hilchas Rosh Chodesh, Halacha Hey, paragraph 15, where there Rav Nosson Zal elaborates on this also. Any questions? How many religious people are there that aren't aware of this? That have no idea of what tefillah is all about and how critical it is for it to be the most important thing in my life. And my family's life depends on it all the time. And how much I have to put into it, how much heart I have to put into it, how much soul I have to put, and how much time to allocate for it.
Rav Nosson?
Yes.
A question. These three items that Rav Nosson Zal mentioned, there's the general concept coming out of them of pitomi items. Does he draw a connection? Why dafka these three and the connection between them?
We're going to have more on this. This is going to continue for another few pages. Stay tuned.
Thanks, Moses.
Sure. Ki kol hatoivos v'hayeshuos. I see it's 9 o'clock. We'll hold it over here. We'll leave something. Tomorrow's Erev Shabbos Kodesh. We're going to be having a power of the Ikra Tikkun al Yidei Bechinas Moshiach. Rav Nosson Zal is going to discuss the coming of Moshiach and again how that fits into our daily life, etc. We should be zeicher to appreciate how fortunate we are that there was a Rabbeinu Zal and a Rav Nosson Zal, and these people were the top of the top in Yiddishkeit, and they prepared a path for Klal Yisrael until the Mashiach that would take us through the most difficult time that Klal Yisrael is experiencing in these close to 6,000 years. They prepared the derech. We should be zeicher to absorb what we're learning and to apply it, to live it properly, and to share it with those who are willing to listen. And be zeicher to all the Yeshuas that all of us need individually, and the Yeshua that Klal Yisrael needs, the coming of Moshiach, the Binyan Beis Hamikdash, Amen V'Amen.